Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.
Hello, and we made it to February. Yes, we did. Don't know how, but we have made it. It's been cold, hasn't it? And January seemed like a very, very long month. I think we can all agree on that. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. I am Gem Swallow. I'm, of course, talking about my February advertisers in this episode. I've got three for you lined up. So if you'd like to have a scroll, and these could be just right up your street. Up first, we have Too Many Bunnies. I'm very excited because this is the first children's book I have advertising with me here at Quirky Gems Podcast. And this one seems to be offering adventure, feel good vibes, and buckets of positivity. So it is a children's book. It's available in paperback from Amazon, February 7th, 2023. So if you maybe you have a bookshelf in your kid's bedroom, maybe in the living room, and you're thinking, oh, if I have to read that book one more time, I need some new books in my life, and maybe you're not quite sure where to get some, this book could be just what you're looking for. Have a listen. When magician Presto Chango leaves his house to buy a new magic wand, he leaves his bunnies alone. But two bunnies soon become more, and even more, filling Presto's house and then all of Echo City. Presto has to ask for Nightbat's help, and the two working together to get the wriggling-nosed, floppy-eared, fuzzy-tailed bunch of bunnies under control. Too Many Bunnies, coming to Amazon the 7th of February 2023. Sounded good, didn't it? That was Too Many Bunnies. You can check out more information at dancingunicorn.co.uk. And if you would like to, if you can't really remember the date, make a note of it now, the 7th of February 2023. Or be sure to check back on my Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. As soon as it becomes available, I will, of course, let you know and share it so you can head on over to Amazon and grab your copy. Next up, we have Gary Beck, Double Envelopment. Now, this book promises culture, lifestyle, poetry, and heritage. You can grab your copy from my link tree. You can also get it from directly from the link that I will post every week, as ever, on my Twitter at Radio Gem. Have a listen to this. Double Envelopment is a poetry collection in response to the harsh conditions affecting many of our people who only want a better future for their children. Written by Gary Beck. Get your copy via Gems Linktree.
Thank you so much for pressing play on this episode. That was my February advertisers. You want to be featured here next month in March 2023. And be sure to check out the beginning of the episode where you have two packages to choose from. I could be talking about your small business, your blog, even your podcast. So be sure to check it out and direct message me on Twitter at Radio Gem, and we can get you heard. Thank you so much for listening and for pressing play. How about the same time next week? Would that work for you? Yeah? You bring the copper and the biscuits? Okay, I'll bring the cup and you bring the biscuits. I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you so much for pressing play. And thank you to my advertisers for advertising me. Advertising with me. I'll get it right in a minute. Advertising with me, Gem Swallow, on Quirky Gems Podcast for February 2023. Check it out, guys. You won't regret it.
Migraine, arthritis, fibromyalgia, pain? Would you like a natural painkiller? With just three ingredients, Gem CBD Balm could be just what you're looking for. Rub it into where it hurts and let it do its thing. Available only in the UK. DM Gem on Twitter, at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal. Contains coconut oil. Hello and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast, Happiness and Living Life to the Fullest. I'm Gem. I'm Gem Swallow. Hi, greetings. Thank you so much for pressing play. I hope this episode finds you well. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a new thing that has come to Twitter. And if you are a fan of community, building up communities, or really just sharing things with your few close followers or friends or even widening that net, then this might be something that is right up your street. So, the Twitter Circle, I heard about this about a week ago, and they put it out there into what I call the Twitter sphere, and they left it there. They did not elaborate on what this thing does, what its aim is, what in the very least its goal is. Basically, they put it out there and people were like, what do I do with this? Like, really? Like, what do you do? Well, here's a sly, sneaky little thing. If you are on Instagram, or you have used Instagram in the past, you might already know a little bit about how this operates. The Twitter Circle is new to Twitter, hence the name. But Instagram has already been doing this for quite some time. So with Instagram, you have Instagram Stories. Instagram Stories is a way where you can share what you're doing on that day. And it's a 24-hour thing. But what you choose to share, you can decide who among your friends or your followers can see what it is you're sharing. You decide that. If you aren't talking to someone or you don't feel comfortable in sharing something with everyone, maybe you're falling out with a family member, you can decide who to include. And you just press a button to connect with them. And what that does, what you put out there, a select few can view it. Twitter Circle is exactly the same thing. So what you choose to do, when you go onto editing your profile, and you can see your Twitter Circle, you can add people in. Now, here's the thing. Much like everything else on social media, you can't tell who's added you. You might hazard a guess, or someone might be really bold and say, yeah, I added you, of course, you know, I mean, we're BFFs. But unless how likely is that going to happen? Just me? Okay. But, you know, unless you have someone that's going to turn around and say, I've added you, yeah, you know, love your content, or, about that, yeah, like, I didn't know really how to use it, they might lie. That could happen. But, really what it is, you are adding people in to a group of people that need to know. I don't mean they need to know that they're in your circle. I mean, the stuff, the content you're putting out into the world, move closer. Move closer. These are the people you are choosing to know. These are your people. And, okay, we can back it up because I'm going to kind of expand on this. Your people, you're choosing who they are. And not everyone can see what you're sharing. So say you're a part of some, maybe you like sharing cat videos from YouTube. Not everyone on your friends list on Twitter is going to like that. I mean, hey, some people might dig it. Others, maybe not a fan of cats. I don't know why they wouldn't be, but hey, who am I to judge? Or perhaps you like sharing puppy videos. Again, same thing. You might have a group of people on Twitter that you're down with that. This is how you communicate. This is like your burst of dopamine. You know, this is your thing that gets you through the day. And you open up that app and you're like, oh, that cat video. It was there waiting for me. It could happen. That cat video, that was there. These are your people. They're giving you that dopamine hit. They are there for you. So with Twitter Circle, that is what this is. I asked you guys on Twitter if you knew what it was. And in fairness, it was within the first day when I had to do a bit of digging. So I thought, Twitter Circle? Like, I mean, what kind of a name is that? I mean, what kind of, like, in your everyday life, how many circles you're a part of? I'm not a part of any circles. I didn't sign up to be a part of any circles, to my knowledge. I mean, a lot happens in a day. But when I elaborated, you know, when I dug in and found this, this is basically what it is. So if you want to add people, here's where the choice is. If you want to add people they don't know. So if you want to add maybe a part of a movement or maybe a part of a community. If you want to add people they don't know, you just show up on their feed. Exactly the same way as they would anyway. If you don't add people, they don't know either. You just show up on their feed. It's up to you what you choose to share. Now, I haven't come across anything on my timeline. Like I would say, you know, oh, I'm connected or I'm not connected. Because most of the people, especially with the podcast, most of my listeners know each other through the podcast. So, personally, I haven't seen anyone say, I'm going to try this out and add people into a Twitter circle. It's going to be very interesting. However, with that said, it can also be very divisive. Because when this first came about, the mentality of it, a lot of people, you either talk to people or you don't. Or, if you know, there's always a block button. There's always a mute button. These are the tools available to you on Twitter. Now, if you have something that is a way of being popular or acting like a popularity contest, people aren't going to like that. And I can feel like, especially with social media being the way it is, it can cause people a lot of ill feeling and feeling left out. And people thinking, oh, okay, this is a lot like being back at school. And so I know a lot of people on Twitter that have gone and said, no, all of my friends list are on my Twitter circle. Everybody is. I'm not having favourites. This is just a level up. Me personally, I haven't used my Twitter circle. I'm of the belief that I think it's divisive and it's kind of like, oh, come on. Really? I mean, yeah, I'm not down for making people feel bad. I mean, everyone is equal on Twitter, you know? I don't like a particular group of people more than anyone else. I'm not going to share things with people more than anyone else. So for me, I'm of the mind that I know it's there, but I won't be using it. But in case you're wondering what a Twitter circle was, I hope I have elaborated it. If you use it, let me know. You might use it for maybe building a community, maybe sharing cat videos, dog videos. We all know someone that does that, right? Cat videos, dog videos with maybe family members. Let me know. It's at Radio Gem. But yeah, I figured that I would do an episode on what Twitter Circle is. And I hope that I've elaborated. And yeah, let me know what you think. Maybe you do use it, maybe you don't. So thank you for pressing play. And please join me again next week for another highly entertaining episode. I'm Gem Swallow, And this is Quirky Gems Podcast. Happiness and living life to the fullest. Thank you so much for listening.